Welcome to the Max Living Podcast.
We're here to help you live your life to its fullest potential by taking control of your health, identifying the cause of common health challenges, and removing interference. Whether your health journey has had its ups and downs, you're looking for natural answers to common health questions, or you're an advocate for health freedom, come and join us.
Let's align your health.
Max Living Nation, welcome back to another episode of the Max Living Podcast. I'm Dr. Ryan Berlin and my wife, Ashley Berlin.
Hello. I am so excited to be here.
This week, we're talking about having a roadmap for your health. So this is going to be a real life conversation about where are you, where are you going, and how do you get there?
I love it. I love it. Sometimes you just have to look stuff in the eyeball to eyeball and say, what's going on here?
Absolutely. And, you know, so my favorite part of this conversation is just the reality of that some people know that they have changes to make. And some people have made lots of changes. And then some people don't even know where they're at. They're just kind of lost. They're like in the wilderness, like Moses and, you know, the Egyptian or the Israelites are just wandering around for 40 years. But that's right. Our goal is that you're not wandering around. We don't want you wandering around lost out there. We want you to know where you're going. And if you're going the wrong direction, it's time to figure that out. Like, you got to figure that stuff out. And if you're heading in the right direction, that's awesome. But what if you bump into something along the way that scares you?
Yes.
And tries to scare you off the path because the enemy is real. Like the
like
enemy.
A bear.
a bear or cancer or yes, diabetes yes, or yep, like you're yep. doing the right things. You're headed in the right direction and you're going to overcome that thing.
Yes.
You're going to actually overcome that thing, that, mm-hmm. that diagnosis, that condition. We talked to Dr. Cameron Maynard a few weeks ago about his yes. mom overcoming a cancer diagnosis.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she did. She overcame it. She beat cancer, but people literally tried to scare her into doing the opposite of the thing that actually
Absolutely.
Helped her.
Absolutely. And if you missed that episode, go back, check it out. It's on the podcast. You can check that one out. It was really, really good. What I'm really excited. I don't know if you could notice this from the title. So show title, Health Roadmap, right? This show is jam-packed with car analogies. I mean, as many automobile analogies as you could possibly fit into one podcast, we are just going to go through all of them. I am so excited.
So now have me actually thinking about how many more I can bring.
I mean, listen, Ryan knows this about me. I love a good, just beating the heck out of a good joke analogy, anything, writing it out to the very end. So we're going to get that one today. I'm excited about it.
All right, so maybe we should with that great intro. Maybe we should actually rename this your health GPS because roadmap's outdated.
Yeah,
you guys
yeah,
remember going
yeah.
to the AAA and getting your like trip tick?
The trip tick.
You remember the trip tick?
Yes.
So you go get the trip tick, and if you weren't born in the 80s, you have no idea what's going on.
You don't know what a trip tick is.
You used to go to AAA like yes. before. You like, all right, we're gonna go on vacation. Go to AAA. You'd pull up AAA. And you say, hey, we're going to Florida. Where are you going? Oh, Orlando, whatever. And you get this like thing. It was a big map. And then it had like little small maps
yeah,
on the way.
Every, you like flip it over.
You
yes.
keep flipping it. And yeah. it would show you with every turn where you go. And basically it was like, it was a GPS before we had GPS.
And if you had a great AAA person, they would highlight the route for you.
They would highlight the route with a highlighter.
Yeah. No, yeah. that was real service.
And then if you had good kids like myself and Ashley, then
yes.
we would flip the page and tell mom and dad where to go.
I loved being in charge of the trip tick when we were on a road trip. So that was one of my very favorite things. But no, I loved that. Like it was.
And if
so
you have
good.
No idea what the heck we're talking about, then let's use the analogy of a GPS
because
that's going to be
right,
easy.
Right.
But with a GPS, here's the reality, and we're going to refer back to this at more than one point. But here's the reality: there's three coordinates that matter.
Yep.
It's called triangulation.
Yes.
Like you have to triangulate your position. So triangulation is three points, establish one point and tell you where you're at. So here are the three points that matter most in your health is right now. Number one, where did you start? So yes. through your birth, through your story, through your genetics, through your parents' health, through your epigenetics, through your lifestyle choices when you're younger, were you vaccinated, unvaccinated? What was your nutrition like, et cetera? Yep. Where did you start?
Yep.
Number two, where are you going?
Yes.
What's your goal?
What's going on?
100 years old and vibrant and healthy, crawling around on the floor with your great grandkids.
Yeah. Yep. And listen, I'm going to be honest. I never in my life thought about where I was going in my health, other than just like, I was under the assumption I had no control over it. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Like when I was young, like, you know, like we've joked a little bit about before about like conversations that I had in college and just conversations when I was a lot younger about like, yeah, what is health
lightning
look
bolts?
Like? Yeah. The health lightning bolts. And like, I just assumed that like, as you got older, you just got overweight. Like everybody I saw did that. And so it was like, yeah, like something happens and you just magically get overweight when you get older. And I'm sorry that that happened to you.
What, like, a terrible thought to hit your trailer to.
I mean, no, but honestly, like it was like, I had no concept that there was like this whole, like you could have a plan. Yeah. Like I thought life was just happening and you're just buckle up, buddy. You're on the roller coaster ride. And you know, like that's, it is what it is.
Yeah. Particularly when you have one parent who, and like I'm not using, but like, what if you had one parent who doesn't try?
Yes.
And is thin.
Right.
And then you have another parent who seems to be trying all the time and is heavy.
Right.
Like it'd be easy to be like, well, I guess it doesn't matter because,
yeah, I guess it doesn't matter because it's really just luck of the draw. Or if you've bought into anyone who's ever taught you about genetics and said that genetics are static and stationary and never change. And like you were just given this whole plan, like some people literally are taught that you were born with this encoded DNA genetics inside of you and that's it. And sorry if you didn't get a good one, like, I'm sorry. And some people got really good ones and they just got blessed with great genetics and they're going to win and you're going to lose. And that's life. And that's what you just have to deal with.
Yeah.
And that's a horrible thing for somebody to like teach you.
Yep.
And it's a horrible thing to believe. And it was just what's so miraculous and what so makes me so passionate about the chiropractic philosophy today is that is not true.
Let's hear it.
Like, it's just absolutely untrue. And somebody, if anybody has ever told you that in your life, they lied to you.
You've been lied to.
I mean, it's one of the things, it's almost funny now, like within the Max Living culture of like that phrase, you've been lied to, you know, like, because it comes up so much that we just run into so many people who have been so lied to in their lifetime about things in their health. And it feels like it's just a blessing that God's given us to be able to go in and say, like, you guys, let's lift the veil. You don't have to believe this anymore. It's not true. Like, this isn't it. And that's honest to God, Ryan. We started doing this, a radio show. We started doing a podcast in our free time as a date night because we were so just brought to life by being able to share that truth with people.
Absolutely.
Like, we couldn't stop.
Because, and here's the thing, like, we've talked about how medicine is akin to the fire department and we try to like paint it in light, but the reality is like most of it's just sheer like evil.
Right. And not the people in it.
No, not the people in it.
No.
No, the practice of it. Listen, profit's not a dirty word, but when you profit off of people getting sicker and dying, when you profit off of perpetuating untruth, when you like, that's evil. It's just sheerly evil.
Right. Right.
And so there's an element of this that's just, it's so frustrating. I think that's why we felt like, you know, we just really had to speak out against this, but all right,
absolutely.
Let's get back on.
But remember, we would be remiss to leave it like that, to say like, there's a lot of good people who got into the medical system and have been educated in a certain way that have led them to believe certain ways. And that's how they acted out.
We spent time with one this past weekend.
Right.
Dr. Larry,
Pileski. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Pileski.
Yeah. Yes.
like, he's, I'm so forever going to try to pronounce his last name.
Right.
Amazing, amazing dude, pediatrician, incredible, literally battling, on the forefront of, you know, the front lines of medicine, trying to save kids and help parents, walk away from the traditional model. So, all right, we got off track. Let's get back on track. Where were you? Where did you start? What was your starting point? If this is the trip ticket, AAA or a GPS, this is punching in the coordinates. Remember, you can't drive your car and punch in the coordinates at the same time. Nope. So you need to stop, as Cameron Maynard said a few episodes ago, you need to stop and you need to truly assess, where are you?
Right.
Where did you start? Punch in the coordinates. What did that really look like? I'm going to give you my real life example in a few minutes. Coordinate number two, where are you going?
Right.
Where are you going? What does that look like?
Yep.
Are you going to live to be 100, crawling around the floor with your grandkids? Are you going to still be playing sports in your 70s?
Yes.
Are you going to be on more supplements than medications? Are you going to be looking forward to eating, you know, your next treat and your dessert because your lifestyle is such that you live healthy most of the time. And you just look forward to those certain instances. Like for me, that's my birthday.
Yes.
Like we go and have usually pasta down at this restaurant in Cincinnati that we go to.
Yeah.
Like that. I look forward to that. That's one of my biggest favorite things to do is because I don't eat pasta.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I eat pasta at least once a year, always on my birthday. And then hopefully at least one other time. You know, throughout that. So where are you going? What's your goal?
Right. Are you going to be able to watch your grandkids and play with them and run around? Are you going to be able to live an exuberant life? Like, and none of those things happen on accident. You don't accidentally end up at your life like, oh my gosh, Jack LaLanne ended up on accident swimming with 90 rowboats attached to him accident.
Yeah. Nobody deadlifts 400 pounds in their 60s on accident. Nobody ends up fit. Nobody ends up with a trim waistline in their 60s on accident.
You know, I mean, one of my favorite
memories. Nobody ends up with good posture.
On accident. No, it doesn't happen. One of my favorite memories from your 40th birthday last year, we had one of our dear friends, his wife is a yoga teacher, Megan Stipe. If you're ever in the Chicagoland area, she's a wonderful yoga teacher there. She was leading us in yoga and we're doing this yoga class with her and we are just dying. And I turn around.
We were dying. She was killing us.
She was killing us. Yeah. She was killing us. And I turn around to Tara, the girl that was doing yoga next to me. And we both said, well, wow, she doesn't look like this on accident.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the truth. It doesn't happen by accident.
No.
You're working your butt up. You have a plan. You're executing the plan. Like you're doing those things repetitively over and over and over. And like, I mean, it's just like, it's on purpose.
All right. So where'd you start? Where are you going? And finally, where are you now?
What's going on right now?
Where are you? And I think this is, in my opinion, this is the one that people are probably the most disconnected with, that people probably don't actually really truly take a full assessment of where they are. Yes. I think men are so delusional about where they are.
Right.
They think that they're like, you know, it's like they still think that they're 18 and in high school. Mm-hmm. And women, I think, are equally as delusional about where they are.
Right.
That I think women think that they're far off more worse than they are in most cases.
Right.
And they feel like there's no way of getting back. And so they're lost. Now, obviously, those are like hasty, gross generalizations.
Yeah, yeah,
but the reality
is
I think men are living out the glory days.
Yeah.
And I think women are, in most cases, already like, God, to go back there. There was actually a survey done on this. My dad told me about this. And honestly, I don't know where this comes from. Right. I would love to tell you guys like I have this link. I don't. I just remember my dad telling me this. And I think it was in the Detroit Free Press because that's the paper that my parents used to read.
Right.
But it was when I was younger. And it was when the hockey player Paul Coffey came to Detroit, who was one of my favorite hockey players. And he was like 32 years old when he came to Detroit. And the discussion was like, is he too old or whatever? Because was getting older for a hockey player.
Sure.
And it was interesting. They did this survey amongst men and women. They asked men what was the age at which they felt the strongest and the best. Like, where did they peak, so to speak?
Ooh.
And men said 32.
Oh, wow.
And women said 18.
18. I was going to say seventh grade. I did great in seventh grade. I was crushing it.
You're 2 years off of winning the chess champion.
I had just won the Woodland Elementary chess championship a few years before.
No, but so there's this idea of like men and women are different in how they think about where they actually.
Yes.
Now, we're not talking about where did you, why am I doing this? But where did you, where did you feel like you were the best versus where are you actually right now? Real life. What is your blood work show?
Right.
What do you feel like when you wake up? What do you feel like when you go to bed? You know, what health conditions are you currently dealing with? What's your energy like? What is your sleep like?
Right.
You know, do you wake up every day and you run that hot shower on your back because it just is aching you?
Yes.
You know, you're 40 years old. What's that going to be like in 20 years?
Right.
Like, where are you actually?
And, you know, that's so interesting. I remember I had a neighbor one time who we were outside. I think we were at the bus stop. And our neighbors know, like, that we were, you know, we're health experts. We're in this business. We talk about this all the time. So naturally, they start asking us questions and, you know, kind of having dialogues with us. And I remember this neighbor talking about how, you know, she was like, hey, I'm 30 pounds overweight. I just want to get healthy. I want to do stuff. She's like, but the reality is I know that like, if I just ate well for the next 3 weeks, I would be back in great shape. And I remember kind of looking at her like
it's 3 weeks.
You're in your late 30s, young 40s. And like, you think that you've been doing this for like, never in your life have you eaten 20 well.
Years, 30 right. years,
20, 30 years. Like you've yeah. been, you, this has been accumulating and you think that it's going to be the next 3 weeks and you're just going to be like, all I'd have to do is just stop eating cookies and cake for the next 3 weeks yeah. and I'm going to be in great shape. And I was like, we're not operating in reality right now. No. I mean, honestly, yeah. like it's going to like the, not that it's overwhelmed, like it is, it could, you know, and it doesn't seem like that, but to really take a look at things, yeah. how they are right now and to have an honest look at like, if I don't change now, when is it going to be?
Yeah.
Possibly it's never. Like if I'm not making that decision today, right now, then like, yeah. I'm just abdicating the responsibility and it could be never, who knows. Yeah. And then the other side of it is that always continuing to think that it's like tomorrow I can choose. And then 3 weeks from now, I'm going to be in bodybuilder shape. Like, no, you're probably not.
No, it takes like, a long time.
Right.
I mean, so I've been weight training since November. I got back in the gym and started lifting really heavy. And from November to now, I've done some pretty, in my opinion, some pretty incredible stuff in terms of like gains, like yeah. strength.
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
but yeah, at the same time, babe. Like I look in the mirror, my body doesn't look a lot different.
No, it does. You look great.
No, I lost an inch at my waist and sure. I've converted about roughly 9 or 10 pounds of fat into muscle. And
right.
it looks different.
Yeah.
But I don't look like He-Man. Like it doesn't look that different. I feel like right. He-Man in the gym.
It wasn't like, oh, 3 weeks later and now I'm jacked.
Yeah, it's been 6 months.
And you know, chiropractic
but
has
my
No, go.
My whole thing is like, but in another 6 months, in another 6 months,
yes.
what about 6 years? What, you know, what about yes. when I'm 60? So my like I'm playing the infinite game on this one. Like yes. There's going to come a point in time when I die and I'm going to die strong. Like that's my objective.
Man. Yes. I love that. And it's one of a chiropractic has 33 principles, right? And it's principle number 6 is that the principle of time, that there is no process that does not require time. And so there is this embed, like in the GPS, even the GPS reads to you how much time you have in your travel
till you get there.
Right.
There. Yeah.
And like nobody, we don't know when we're going to die. Like yeah. we can't plug in yeah. your health roadmap yeah. GPS yeah. and say, hey, you have 11 years left or you have 37 years left.
But I do think that that's actually a really great concept is to think about your mortality.
Right.
To think about, you know, biblically God says 70, right? So that's
right.
70 years,
right.
40 by health.
Right.
There's
right.
other scriptures where they're like the number out there is like 120. And some right. people think that maybe that's the maximum number of years.
Right.
Like nobody's really lived past 120.
Right.
You know, not a lot of, you know, I don't even know what the oldest person is. You should Google that one because I'm interested. But I don't think many people have lived past 120. But God basically says, hey, like 70 to 80 years is what you should be doing. And then there's this whole idea of like, maybe you could live longer than that up to 120 years, but it has to be very intentional. But here's my thing. Who cares how long you live if the last 20 years were in a hospital bed feeling miserable and, you know, just completely sick, suffering, medications, IVs, like nobody wants that, bed sores, et cetera. Or at home in the Lazy Boy watching Judge Judy on reruns. Like nobody wants that.
Right.
Like, you know, my grandmother, I love her. She's in her 80s and,
right.
and she's still here.
Yeah.
And actually she's doing fairly well now compared to like, I've seen her far yeah. worse before. She's yeah. had back surgeries and all this stuff.
Yeah.
She's never let a chiropractor touch her.
Right.
And, you know, she's blessed to still be alive, but she I remember 20 years ago thinking, wow, I don't want to be her. She looks miserable.
Right.
And like that's not what anybody wants.
Right.
Nobody wants to live to 100 and be miserable for 25 years.
Right, right, right.
So I would rather die at 70 and be healthy the whole time.
Right.
I would rather live to 100 and be healthy the whole time.
Yes.
And
yes.
what I definitely don't want is to, you know, die short at 65 and have been unhealthy for 10 or 15 years. So
right,
it's like this
right.
idea of like, I really don't care how long I live.
Right.
But I do care how healthy I live.
Yes.
But I do want to live long and live healthy.
Right.
I definitely don't want to live long and live unhealthy. And I
right.
definitely don't want to live short and unhealthy.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah. I have my example.
This is a whole Venn diagram, really. like if somebody could send us the Venn diagram of that.
Yeah, can somebody draw that for us?
I would love it. Exactly. Exactly. And you're actually dead right here. When I'm looking up the oldest known person, Lady Lucille of France went to 118 years and 95 days. So
I think God put an upper limit of like 120.
Yeah, yeah.
I think
yeah.
he basically told us like, yeah. hey, you guys, just
hey,
so you know,
the deal is. Right.
Like set your sights on 120 and
right.
you're not getting any further than that.
Right. Right.
But 70 to 80 is what he kind of promised us. If he said 80, if by health.
Yes.
80, if by health. So what that means is like 70 if by unhealth. And what the biblically speaking, that means he's telling you, you can add 10 years or detract 10 years.
Right. Right.
All right. I'm going to go into this just for a second, because I think this is really where we really want to get is this whole idea of like, where did you start? Where are you going? Where are you? And what does that mean when things show up?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to give my example and then we'll give a patient example.
Okay. Yeah.
So my example is this. As a kid, I was not under chiropractic care. I was fully vaccinated until age, I think 6, 7, 8, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
I had been on tons of antibiotics. Yep. I had ear infections. I had my tonsils cut out. I had my adenoids cut out. I had been on probably 12, 15 different rounds of antibiotics. I remember being slathered in calamine lotion, the pink stuff. I looked like the Pink Panther part of my life. And
but you were a cute Pink Panther, I bet.
So I looked like the Pink Panther for a good part of my life. Intro chiropractic, Dr. Christopher Passalacqua, my mentor, taught my mom and dad the principle, start getting adjusted, life changes, right? Except for it didn't. Only chiropractic changed.
Yes.
We didn't have the other four essentials. So what did we do? We kept eating like crap. We had Kraft macaroni and cheese, ramen noodles were staples. Staples.
Oh, geez.
Like my mom's a great cook. Dinner was always amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We ate fast food.
Breakfast
we
didn't and lunch eat, were free for alls.
We did not eat as much fast food as everybody else.
Right, right.
We went through the Rally's drive-through. We went. I ate Wendy's. I had a whole collection of McDonald's toys.
Oh wow!
Like we ate that stuff.
Yeah.
In high school, Taco Bell was my favorite. I loved the Olive Garden. Right, a never-ending bowl of pasta.
Olive Garden.
We ate like other people ate.
Yeah, yeah.
We still ate dinner at home as a family. We didn't buy organic initially.
No, right.
Okay. Not until way later on in life.
Yeah.
Then fast forward to like my sugar addiction.
Yes.
I'm scooping sugar on my cereal when my mom and dad aren't looking. We had a sugar bowl.
No, you can't have a sugar bowl in your house.
Yeah. If you have a sugar bowl.
If your one takeaway from this episode is you're not allowed to have a sugar bowl.
Because your kid.
You just had a bowl of sugar sitting out in your house. That's crazy.
Why do you have a bowl of sugar in your house?
Who has a bowl of sugar sitting in their house? I've never heard of such a thing.
Well, we bought sugar to make X, Y, and Z, and half of a
so then we decided
bag
to
left
display
over.
It.
So we just paid it.
Display it
no, but the reality is, like, just throw the sugar away.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
If you use half the bag, like, first of all, anyway, you shouldn't be using it. But if by some weird chance there's sugar in your house, just get rid of it.
Just throw it away. Do they still sell sugar bowls?
Anyway, sorry. So I'm scooping sugar onto my cereal, and then this turns into an addiction, literally an addiction to where now I'm trading the lunch.
Absolutely. Sugar's addictive.
Yeah. So I'm trading the lunch my mom makes me.
Yeah.
I'm taking this lunch that my mom makes me that is like, just imagine it's like a Reuben sandwich, like,
so good.
You know, homemade and then whatever. And it's not even super healthy. There's probably a bag of chips in there, maybe an orange.
Right.
And then I'm going to school and I'm selling it to some kid who's like, my mom never makes lunch. And I'm selling it for like $5 so I can go buy 2 ice cream sandwiches made out of chocolate chips, chocolate chip cookies, chip burgers. And that's important because I wouldn't buy 2 regular ice cream sandwiches. But then, and then also a can of Coca-Cola. And the reason I'm telling the story is I do this for several years. Then I go to college and I'm drinking too much beer and I'm eating like crap because, you know, you're just eating college, you know, food. Right. And then I graduate, I meet you, we get married. And about 30 is when I started taking my nutrition and my health and my lifestyle seriously. I started working out.
Yep.
We owned a CrossFit gym. We started getting fit.
We
started juicing,
like every day,
on a regular basis. Yep. We started and got really healthy. And people used to look at me and I would talk about stuff. They're like, oh my God, well, you would never, you know, blah, blah, blah. What would you do if you, whatever. And there came a realization is one day if I found out I was diabetic, I burned out my pancreas.
Right, right.
I had cancer.
Right.
You know, if I found out something really serious was going on in my health.
Right.
It wouldn't be a surprise to me.
Right. Because you understand because
I knew
history.
Where I started.
Right.
But I also know where I'm going.
Yes.
And because I know where I'm going, I wouldn't let where I'm at deter me.
Yes.
From where I'm going.
Yes.
So if they were like, you have cancer, I'm like, Yeah, that's because of where I was and what I started with.
Yes.
But I'm going here.
So good.
And I'm already 10 years in this direction. And that cancer probably has been there that whole time.
Right.
And now it was outpacing me, but now I'm outpacing it.
Absolutely. Yep.
And I'm not going to be deterred by this diagnosis because I'm going to outpace it.
Yep.
Because I've quit that stuff.
Yes.
So we have a patient.
Yes.
Can't share a name, obviously.
Right, right.
But we have a patient who she used to smoke.
Yep.
She was overweight. She was, you know, addicted to the medical profession.
Yep.
Loved getting adjusted. And I've taken care of this person. We're going to call her Jane. It's not her name.
Well, I was going to say Betsy.
All right. Betsy.
Betsy.
We took care of Betsy for over 10 years. She's still a patient. Yeah. She could be, you know, in the office right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
5 years ago, she quit smoking. I was on her about it for 10 straight years.
I know. And you know what? Good for her.
Her skin looks great.
Yep.
You're like, so then she came to our workshop on weight loss, nutrition 101, ketogenic diet was involved, whatever. Started doing keto and fasting. Next thing you know, she's down 60 pounds.
Think about how much she overcame in that too. Like smoking's a big addiction. Overcame it. Like, come on.
Sugar. Overcame
sugar,
it.
Sugar. Huge addiction.
Overcame it.
Overcame it. Like, this woman is a champion.
She is a champion.
Absolutely.
And what's amazing is everything in her health is pointing to she is a champion for health. She's moving in the right direction. I don't know what her graph looks like, where she was,
right,
where she's going. But it was definitely like if she started here and if it was a flat line, you just end up here, like good health, you know, to here or whatever. Yep. Like hers had this huge dip in it.
Yes, yes.
Like where she went away from health. Like she didn't start off smoking out of the womb, right? Like she
God,
made
I
decisions
hope
that, could you imagine?
Just so baby cigarettes.
She made these decisions that brought her way away from health. And now she's like trending. She's like going back up, coming out of the dip, and she's headed in this whole different realm of health. Mm-hmm. But she got diagnosed with leukemia recently. And she's talking to the same doctor that in Chicago that Dr. Charles Majors was seeking out for medical help when he had cancer.
Yep.
And this guy is a champion for, you know, just more natural holistic approaches towards health.
Absolutely.
She's under Max Living Care. She's living out the five essentials.
Yes.
And we've had to have some really heartfelt conversations about who gives a rip what the blood work says. Who cares?
Right.
Who cares what the blood work says? Who cares about any of this stuff? And this isn't an irresponsible who cares.
No.
Like you have leukemia and we're like in denial. It doesn't exist. This is a, you are doing all of the stuff that anybody else who got diagnosed with cancer should be doing to overcome that diagnosis. You have already been doing it before you got diagnosed. And so where you're going, where you were when you started, where you're going, and then where you are, you're already trending in the right direction.
Yes.
How do we get you trending there faster maybe?
Right.
But
right.
In reality, if you just stay the course.
Stay the course. Yep.
Are you outpacing 20 years of smoking? I don't know.
Right.
But what are you going to do? Go back to smoking?
But darn it, this is the best shot you got at outpacing the 20 years of smoking and all of those lifestyle decisions and being ramped up like you are. Like you are going in the right direction.
The moment, right? The oh crap moment is when somebody finds out I have cancer and they're like, oh crap, I've been doing it wrong for 30 years.
Right.
That's the oh crap moment.
Yes.
The I know I'm dead in 6 months moment.
Yes.
The I know they're going to have to chop off my foot because of diabetes in 5 years moment is when you realize I've not been doing it right for 30 years.
Right.
Now, listen, if that's you.
Maybe it's 50 years.
This is your wake up call.
Right.
This is your wake up call. But if you are a max living patient, you're trending in the right direction and you come up against a diagnosis, simple. Do what you're already doing. Just do it better. Do it more.
Keep going.
Because where you're going is more important than where you are.
Right. Absolutely. And and it's the principle of cause and effect, right? And we talked about those 33 principles already with in chiropractic, principle 17, cause and effect. Every effect has a cause and every cause has an effect. Like the choices that you're making right now, they're accumulating, they're building every single day. If it's if you imagine your health is like the system of voting of like good decisions and bad decisions. And every time you make those, every time you make those good decisions in your health, you're casting one more vote towards health and longevity and a beautiful life and absence of disease. days and just like all of those wonderful things. And you just keep voting, you keep doing, you keep moving forward, you keep pressing on. If you're making the good decisions right now, stick with it. Do not quit. Do not give up. Do not stop. Keep going. And if you're, and if you have those bad histories behind you, like the momentum is on your side now. And if you don't have a bad history behind you and you have good choices in front of you, don't stop and celebrate that with cake and give it up. Do you know what I'm saying? Like yeah. I've had at my gym, I remember I owned a gym for 8 years. I had clients who were like, oh, I just hit my weight loss goal of 50 pounds. I'm so excited.
Let's go get a donut and a beer.
Let's go get a donut and a beer. And like, and you know, the only thing I didn't like about this diet that you put me on or this lifestyle that you put me on is that once I go back to my old one, I gain weight again. I'm like, wait a second. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
What have we been doing for the past year? Yeah. What have we been doing for the past 3 years? Don't stop now. Keep it going. This isn't for a moment. This is for a lifetime.
Don't stop. Get it. Get
outside, right? And it's like the in that this is how I know patients in our office got it. Yeah. They get it and they're all the way into it. Is that they no longer say, "Whoa, when you go to a chiropractor, why do you have to go for the rest of your life? Why would you not?"
Yeah. Yeah.
Why? It's an
infinite game. It's an infinite game we're playing until it's not, until it's finite. Like your life will end. It will end one day.
Right.
But you don't know when it ends, so you might as well play the infinite game. And then infinitely, like, I don't believe this is it. There's life after this, and this is the probing ground, and you're learning how to establish habits and character. I think you take your character with you into the next life. I really believe that. I think you take your character, and I think you take your integrity. I think you take those principles with you into whatever's after this.
That's so good. And you listen, you can play this episode for a family member on a Sunday and you're going to get half a church.
All right. Well, I think we should wrap it up.
I love it.
That we just enjoyed having this conversation with you guys this week, because I think this is important. Glad you stuck with us to get to the end here of where we were going with this roadmap conversation. And I promise you next week, we are just going to keep delivering, because that's our commitment to you. So until next week, this is another episode of the Max Living Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Max Living Podcast. To find a doctor near you, head to maxliving.com/locations.